This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Earlier this year, Moody's Investor Services downgraded New Mexico's bond rating because of uncertainty about the unfunded liabilities of the state's two major pension funds and what could be done about it. The Public Employee Retirement Association and the fund that pays the retirement for teachers and educators. The bond rating is important in that it determines how much the state pays in interest in long-term loans. Oversimplification, but essentially that's the issue. There have been numerous proposed fixes to the problem, but none that have taken. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The issue of what to do with the estimated $12.5 billion unfunded liabilities, that is, the difference between what the pension funds have and what they will have to pay out now and in the future, has been both an ongoing dilemma and one that will probably get consideration in the next legislative session as well. That session will happen under the new governor, either Michelle Lujan Grisham or Steve Pierce. The issue is visible to them, and they each have a different take on what needs to be done. Lujan Grisham says that they cannot reduce the pension amounts, change the program, or increase the amount participants pay. Pierce says no, they cannot change the current retiree pensions, or even that of those near retirement. But for those just coming into the system, there could be changes. More after this. The two funds cover about 110,000 current employees and some 90,000 retirees. Lujan Grisham would not change the annual cost of living increases in the retirees' pensions until other means of funding the future pensions could be found. Pierce says that making public pensions more like private pension plans for those just coming into the system would help. He said, quote, "Pensions in the private sector transformed significantly over 20 years ago. Government pensions have stayed generous and lagged behind many changes. At a minimum, new employees coming into the government workforce are going to have a very different system. Employees many years away from retirement are going to have to see significant changes," end quote. Pierce also believes that the current elected officials, including legislators, should bow out of this system right now. Lawmakers can currently join one of several PERA options. The boards of directors of both pension funds have been looking at possible changes that could shore up the funds and get them fully funded more quickly. That would probably help get the state's credit rating back up and would certainly give assurance to retirees or those nearing it. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
One suggestion is to take some of the surplus income the state is getting from oil and gas play and use it to help fund the pension accounts. That would take some of the burden off employees and could help begin to get them solvent for the long term. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.